This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, I'm a fan of the Free Press, the FP.com. Franny Block, one of the best reporters over there, wrote about an ex-FBI's agent's warning to parents about creeps like this Minneapolis shooter. And she's going to join us at 4:32 after Sue's News. Frank Cusimano for a Tuesday afternoon visit. We missed him on a Monday, so he'll jump on here this afternoon. We have Nick Schorr, state senator, with us this afternoon. He's heading back into the Capitol here this week to deal with some redistricting issues and addressing initiative petition reform. Senator Schorr, how are you on this Tuesday afternoon?
I am excited to get back to work, and I'm probably the only person this, you know, coming off of Labor Day saying that.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm excited to be back on the air here on a Tuesday afternoon, but let's kind of get back, and we did this a little bit on Friday, and you and I spoke a couple weeks ago, but get to the basics here of what the governor is doing by calling you guys back into the session, and do so without losing the audience, because some of this stuff, and in particular, Nick, you know how I feel about initiative petition reform. I think people confused by that. So just, you know, the special session 101 here to get started so we don't lose people, including the host.
All right. Let's break it into two. I'm trying to do it. It's 2022. Missouri Freedom Caucus was the only group that came out saying, Governor, bring us back to work. We got these two things to do. So the first one is redistricting. In 2022, I offered a map pursuant to the census and our Constitution. Once the census comes out, we've got to redraw the districts. So I offered a map that would keep St. Charles compact, contiguous, and not split like the current map has it. Warren County is split as well. A bunch of counties are split in half. And the reason that was done, in my opinion and many others, it was to appease the Democrats and make sure that there was going to be no filibuster once it got over to the Senate. So a lot of people call that gerrymandering to carve a special district for Manuel Cleaver. What the governor's doing is like so many other states saying, okay, we're not bending to political pressure anymore. We're going to draw districts that make sense and don't look like Pac-Man like the current District 3 does for Congressman Onder. And we're going to keep these communities as tight-knit as we can. So that's the first part of this thing. The second part is initiative petition reform. So you know, you go out to the store, you see these people with a clipboard asking you to, you know, sign to protect women's health care or sports betting or marijuana, whatever it may be. That's going to get on the ballot. And if it has 50% plus one of the vote, even if 10 people come out, 50% plus one of the vote, it's going to go into the Constitution. The governor says, like, and I agree, it's too easy. It's too easy for these out-of-state millionaires to change our Constitution without ever coming and stepping foot here. All you need to do is convince the Democrats in St. Louis and Kansas City to turn out in droves, which they do. And that's how we get things like bingo, clean Missouri, and all these other things into our Constitution. So he's saying, all right, we're going to keep that 50% plus one. but you also need to get a majority of the congressional districts as well. There's some other nuances in there that all make sense, like banning foreign funding for these ballot measures, which we've seen even with the Amendment 3, the abortion issue last time. Almost $4 million came in from a guy in Switzerland. And a couple other things, too, but that's the gist of it. Hopefully I didn't lose anybody.
No, I mean, I would ask why do you hate bingo, Nick Shore? But that's, you know, that's kind of a personal choice of yours. But on the let me kind of circle back on initiative petition, because what is the most likely when this has been, discussed before? And I want to move right past this and get to the other stuff. But what's the, in your mind, the most likely path for that? Because you said you could get the 50%, but you have to also win in the congressional districts. There's been different thresholds that have been proposed along the way. This whole IP thing has been going on for a few years. So what do you think the most likely path will be, or is there not one right now?
Well, I think, working with the leaders in the House and the Senate, one of our colleagues, Adam Schnelting, spent the entire summer going back and forth, because we talked to Governor Kehoe, and he said, hey, if there's a consensus with Republicans, I'll call a special session. So big credit to Adam Schnelting, big credit to Governor Kehoe. But I think that's probably the easiest path. You've got signature verification thresholds that have been tried in the past that you need to get X amount of signatures in all of the congressional districts. You've had passage like Florida, I think, requires like 60% passage for it to go into the Constitution. And then you have other states that do something very similar to what we're proposing, is that, okay, if you're going to go into the Constitution, not just a statutory referendum, if you're going to change our Constitution, it's got to be greater than just 50% of whoever turns out. It's also got to reach all, like the Democrats say, democracy here. It's got to reach a majority of the voices across the state, not just two areas.
So that would be different, though, than just setting the threshold at like 60% statewide, right?
And
the math gets a little bit more complicated. Why not just simplify and say, okay, you got to get 60% statewide?
Well, that's something that I think it's been difficult to convince even some Republicans. Hey,
really?
As of right now, it's very easy to change our Constitution. Absolutely. And, we've had Republicans coming in testifying over the past couple of years when we've tried to push for this, saying, well, wait a second, you're going to take away the power for me to change the Constitution? So all we're doing is saying, okay, you just got to convince more people in different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Marijuana, something. Yep. Oh. It's not just impacting us around the entire state, and that's where I think there's going to be better buy-in to get a majority of these congressional districts as well.
Lost you there for a couple of seconds with the cell signal dipping in and out on the redistricting. You and I spoke about this off the air a few weeks ago. This is certainly something, it's undeniable that President Trump is interested in encouraging Republicans and Governor Kehoe to move forward with this. Is this kind of a simple process because of the supermajority? And do you anticipate that something will be put together relatively quickly? And then that has to still clear the courts and everything as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think everything that we do in these special sessions, we're in an area of just anything we do of controversy is going to be pushed to the courts. And I think that that's how we have to legislate, is knowing that it's going to go to the courts. We have to be ready for that. So I think the map, we've been spending a lot of time working with the Trump administration, working with different members of Congress. I visited with Congressman Burleson, Congressman Onder, Congresswoman Ann Wagner, Congressman Jason Smith, to try to figure out, like I did back in 2022, what is a map that's going to work with your district that you've got, you know, relationships with certain counties or certain areas. And I think that map that we saw is going to go through the process fairly quickly this week. I think starting tomorrow, they're going to file these bills starting today in the House. That's where all these things are going to originate. You're going to have Richard West. It's been announced. Richard West is a member of the Freedom Caucus, and he's out here in St. Charles County. He's going to be heading up the redistricting committee. And I think starting that Friday, they're going to have it go through the Rules Committee. So Monday of next week, which is the veto session week, the House should take a final vote on this and kick it over to the Senate. That's where the fireworks are going to happen, because the Democrats are already saying, with all these Labor Day rallies, they're going to have to bowl us over. They're going to have to utilize the PQ, because we're not letting anything pass. So, of course, the Republicans, we're going to try to negotiate with them and see what we can get passed. If not, I think we're ready to flex our muscles and utilize our supermajority to get these two things passed.
Just go ahead. You refer to this, and I always know PQ means previous question, but explain what you meant there.
Yeah, so the previous question is going to whatever the procedural motion would be. So if you're on an amendment, or if you're on the overall bill, it would just take a vote on whatever is before the floor at that point in time. So if we're dealing with the redistricting bill and the Democrats are filibustering, the only way you can get that filibuster to stop is they either sit down, which the Democrats are saying they're not going to do. We'll see if they actually do, or you utilize this called the previous question. And that moves us back to the previous question. You have to get a certain amount of individuals. Typically, the majority party will sign off on a motion, and you'll just move that previous question saying, all right, you're done talking. We're going to take a vote on this now. In the past, it was done sporadically. Over the past 5 to 6 years, it was rarely done. And with a new leadership team, Cindy O'Loughlin and Tony Lutkemeyer came in, and they said, nope, we think that the nuclear option is going out there and kicking and screaming and never sitting down, no matter what we offer you. So we're going to flex our muscles and utilize the supermajority Republican Party as the voters saw fit.
Okay, so couldn't somebody, let's flip this around just a little bit, because there are aspects of this that I'm a little uncomfortable with, just because this is supposed to happen every 10 years. Let's say, and thank God this is not the case, you got Democrats in control, they're doing exactly the same thing that you guys are doing. Now, I understand how Illinois has messed this up and why they're trying to do things in Texas, but couldn't, you know, Republicans would not be very happy if it was Democrat control. Again, luckily we don't have that. Couldn't a reasonable person say, look, we're not supposed to be doing this every couple of years?
Well, in the past, and I think Jason Rosenbaum, who's with Public Radio, he did a great piece on this where he interviewed a lot of political minds from Wash U. Wash U is not a conservative bastion by any means, but they were even saying, look, in years past, wasn't only Missouri. Like decades ago, other states were doing this. Missouri was doing it whenever they would get a change in the majority. Now, it's in the Constitution that we have to do it. We have to go back and redistrict right after the census. But our Constitution is wholly silent as to if that's the only time we can do it. So a lot of scholars are saying, yes, it's constitutional for us to do it. New York most recently did it before Texas did. This is a political thing. I firmly believe how you can just look at a lot of these Democrat states where you've got 42% to 48% Republican voter turnout, but somehow those states don't have any Republican representation whatsoever in Congress. They're shutting down the conservative voice altogether. The media has been silent on that, and largely Republicans have been silent on that, saying, well, wait a second. What's good for the goose should be good for the gander. Let's start doing the same thing and see how you feel. Now there's a national conversation on, federally speaking, are they going to craft some sort of ban against gerrymandering? I don't think it's ever going to happen, because I think Republicans and Democrats both know, hey, let's flex our political muscle and do it in a constitutional manner.
State Senator Nick Schroer, awesome to have you on. How about that first victory by the Tigers? I know they were basically playing a high school team, but that was pretty nice the other night, wasn't it?
Man, I'm going to be in Texas for a conference this weekend. I got invited to go to the Kansas game this weekend, and that is going to be a barn burner. I'm excited to see this new team.
Yeah, you know, the bad news is, and they're still saying Sam Horn's injury is significant, but they're not being specific. Mm-hmm. But this Blake Craig, who was this kicker who's amazing, kicked a 55-yard. He's out for the season, unfortunately. Yeah. So we have a freshman.
Oh,
that
my gosh. What happened to him?
I don't know. It's an ACL situation, but I did not even see the play, but yeah, he's done for the year. They had a freshman that they used and that they recruited, and he's like amongst the top eight in the country. So we're gonna have to hope that he can, you know, what Drink said is you got a, you know, sold out crowd, you got, you know, 60,000-70,000 people in there. That's a little different than, you know, practicing on the field when no one's there. But anyway, Nick, we'll keep track of that. Hopefully a good weekend with the KU game, and keep us posted on the session, okay?
Will do.
All right,
get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.